So I will have another functional design meeting. So I will play the role of the secretary as also program manager. So we will have three presentations from the industry designer, user interface designer, and so your
Marketing
topic,
expert.
marketing experts. And after that, we'll have the new project requirements, the decision on the remote control functions, and we will close the meetings after. So I suppose the first to do the presentation will be the user interface designer.
Okay.
So you're a participant too?
No.
No, you.
One.
No,
okay.
I'm
three.
But I'm a thousand.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Did you save your presentation?
Why?
In words.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Is that technical functions?
I'm not sure.
So you didn't save it, maybe?
Yeah. It's mine.
Oh, it's David Jordan.
David Jordan. So.
David Jordan?
Yeah.
So, I let David Jordan do his presentation.
Okay.
No. This one doesn't want to be moved.
Okay, so. So, first, I will present the technical function design for user interface. For our remote TV control, I will focus on user interface design. So move to the next slide. As we know, remote TV control has very sophisticated functions. As we show from this picture, there's a lot of functions. Over 12 or 20 functions. Of a remote TV control. So how can we design a user interface with so many sophisticated functions? Let's move to next slide. So we want to design an elegant, easy to use user interface. A very good example is Google, as we know. Google is very successful because it's a powerful function, but it's very easy to use user interface. So move to next slide. So my job is to design a Google TV controller, which I want to have sophisticated functions while it's very easy to use user interface. So that's the end of the presentation.
So you propose to have the remote control which will be
with sophisticated functions, but
so
with
powerful,
very powerful.
Many functions.
Yes.
And very easy to use.
Yeah.
So it's maybe difficult to
merge
the system.
Both.
I mean,
yeah.
The one on the right doesn't look so simple.
You mean this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to learn the manual before using this remote control, I suppose.
Yeah. But if we have very, very good user interface, it takes less time for user to learn how to use it.
And maybe you have some international standards where if you can use one, the other are almost the same, so the sign.
You mean for the pictograms or things like that?
For example, I don't know, here escape, you know, you have escape in computers, so if you see escape, you know that it should be
the
same.
Okay,
yeah. So
the user should know.
The user, for example, the power of button, it is something really international, you know that. So.
Yeah, and such as maybe
so.
go back and.
Yeah, but the question is how to merge, you know, the Google system to the system.
That's my job. That's my job. It's not an easy thing, but to.
That's it.
So you will propose us something which is so powerful and easy to use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Powerful and easy to use.
So that's the point.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the point.
So next, I propose the industrial interface to present things.
That's control.
Two.
Baba.
Baba is the industrial
design.
Sign up. Okay.
So we can move to the next slide. As you all know, you know. My job is to design, to give an initial design of the remote control. So the basically the remote control will be, you know, infrared control. So the problem is how to relate the remote control device, like for example this one I am holding in my hand and the TV. So this one is laser based, but I propose an infrared based. So for me, I think that it is better. It's better to control TV. So it will be cheaper and it is less technology than for the cheap price you have. For the cheap price you want.
So you mean that infrared control is a cheap technology?
I think it's cheaper than lasers. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the requirements for the remote control. 12.
Well,
nearly
13.
Yeah, I think
so
for the cost
so
we want, for the cost we want, it's better to have. You can move to the next slide. So the different the findings. You know what you will find inside the system here inside. It is just, you know, a bulb and an infrared bulb. So here, for example, the infrared bulb will be here, and and the bulb it will be somewhere inside. So that manages. You can go to the next slide. I have some kind of pictures. You know, here. You have the the bulb, which is the blue stuff here, and the infrared, and the infrared bulb, it is the red stuff here, and so, and you have the other sub components that are not green here, so important. So.
What is this?
This is in fact some other components that are in between the electrical, the electronic device. But here, what I wanted to emphasize is just, you know, the bulb and the infrared. So, and the next slide is the last one. I think it should be wireless, you know, remote control. Because, you know, it's easier to manage. And because the battery problem can hold, you know, will you use the battery or the wire to connect it to you? Or maybe some kind of thing that we can have both, you know. I myself prefer a wireless.
Okay.
Yes, if you have some question, I didn't answer.
What's the average price of this technology then?
The average prices, I think that this technology will cost, I don't know, around €8. So only, you know, the.
So what? The wireless remote control? There's the. Wired remote control.
Yes, you can. You have to decide how you will, you know, put some energy inside. So you can think about wireless, or, you know, it's a question that we can raise. So we can think that, you know, with a wire or without wire, we can have both also.
Okay.
So you think that. A cable between the remote control and the TV.
Okay.
One be good idea.
Okay.
Now maybe it would be cheaper. I don't know. Maybe you're making.
This is what
silly.
We would like to ask the user first. I don't think the user would be ready to have a.
Martin, remote control.
I
always want to have, you know, sometimes I want to have wire because.
Yeah, but as industrial designer, do you think that it will be feasible to have link
work?
Or to have link between the remote control and the television? I'm just asking you, do you think it will be cheaper?
I don't think it will be cheaper.
Could you answer me?
I have to think about the question, you know. I think
okay.
that, you know, you can always, you know. I think with the wire it's cheaper, but you know, the wireless it's more practical. So.
Yeah, but I think the wireless problem is more the. David Jordan's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
as it's
the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay,
I think
yeah.
it's more your problem. Maybe you have just to kind of research or
mm-hmm.
try to ask people if they would like something wireless or not.
That's my job. That's
okay, cool. Sorry.
No.
So.
Yeah, but it should be an agreement, you know, because even if you can think the wireless, it is the job of the. the graphical user designer, but you know, if it is a lot cheaper and if you want to reach, for example, the money you have, if you want to use, so it can be good to have wireless. It is a question.
Okay.
Right.
So just think of the user
design
of
wireless
yeah.
remote
control.
Just think of the problem with when you have a wireless remote
yeah.
control and if
yeah.
you lose it.
Yeah.
I think it would be easier to have a link between the remote control.
But that's
and the
actually one of the points, yeah.
Yeah.
True. This you will see in my presentation then.
So I will let you
yeah.
to,
okay.
to your presentation.
Which
so.
Is participant 4. So just trying to answer all the questions, if the user would be happy to have something or something else. We've made a study, so could you go to the next slide? Sorry for the functional requirements. So that's the standard method for marketing. Okay, we have 100 subjects. We observe their remote control use in a lab, and then after all the experiments, they had to fill up a questionnaire and see what was okay or not for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then some statistics about what we observed and what they answered. Actually, 75% of the users find the most remote controls ugly. Okay, so that's.
You mean the look?
How it
look
yeah, the look is bad for them. So it's your job, David. Maybe. Then 80% of users would spend more money. Actually, if the remote controls were not so ugly. So this is where we could have. Good market, I guess.
Yeah.
If people are ready to pay more, so it's interesting information, I think. And then, the remote controls, like the one you've shown previously, it's not so doesn't fit the user requirements sometimes because it's too many buttons and so on. So we should change this as well. And users are actually zapping a lot, so they are using the device intensively. That's something to take into account as well. And, 10% of the buttons are actually used in a remote control. And this is one of the main points for me, but I'll come back to it later. Kay. Could you go to the next slide? So as you said, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. So this is from the experiments we've done. So if we could solve this problem, this would be interesting for the user, I think. It takes too much time to learn how to use the remote control for 35% of the people. And remote control are really bad for RSI problems. for 26% of the users.
What is RSI?
RSI is like when you're using the same, doing the same movement several times, then you get injured.
Okay.
So those numbers are less important than the previous one, but still it has to be taken into account. So last slide. So my personal preferences for this problem is we have to meet the user needs. If we can make it look fancy, then we might sell more than our concurrent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, if you could have less buttons, still maybe the same number of
functions,
but less buttons, this would definitely be a good way of selling more. Okay. So.
Okay. And just to have an idea, do you think you as the user interface designer, would it be possible to have less buttons and still have the same functionality and to have powerful remote control? Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible because we can mix several functions in one button.
Yeah.
So less you. Then you have less buttons.
Yeah,
but
do
I'm
you
not
think
sure.
It will be easy to use because if you have many functions, just one button, it will be quite difficult for the user to know.
Yeah, remember the user is not happy to read the manual.
I think
manual.
No, you can have a switch menu, so you can.
Yeah,
for
it
example.
Has to be intuitive.
Yeah, I think so. For example, you can. You can category the function into several classes. Then, for you can have a switch menu. So you put the switch menu to it tend to this kind of this category of functions.
Okay.
Then you put the switch button. Then it switch to another category of functions. Yeah. For example, if you have remote control, you can control your TV. And also, you can control your recorder.
Okay.
So there's different functions. But if there's a button, you can switch between control TV and control your recorder. So you can have less buttons. But I'm not so sure it's about how to make the remote control look fancy.
This is the question that should
because
be asked to the
different people have different opinion about fancy. No.
If you ask the people, maybe the market, the people
because
about, yeah, this is something.
Maybe a colorful is fancy for some people, but maybe simple and
but this was
uniform color for is fancy for other people. So
I think the solution is to have many colors of, you know, instead of having one gray.
Yeah, but
standard.
I think it will increase the price of the production
of
the remote control. If you need to have special colors or remote controls, it will cost
personalized
more.
Color because
it will cost a little bit more.
Yeah, because maybe some people prefer a red remote control, some people prefer black remote control.
But this is what we would ask to the users. So
and
we can have several options, so user can select which color they prefer. So
But as soon as you speak about options, it means
that
the price increases. And we don't really want the price to be too high, because we won't be able to produce it. So we want something fancy, as previously said Florent, something very easy to use, powerful, and also as it's written here, 75% of users is app lot. So maybe just having many functions in one button is not that good if you want to use app lot. They don't really want to zap between functions of their remote control. They want to zap between channels on the TV. So I think you have quite a lot of points to think about and to discuss with the other members.
Yeah.
So is it okay for your presentation? Nothing else to
it's done.
To add?
Just if we could remember like not too many buttons and make it look fancy, I think it would make it.
Okay. So I had some new information about the project requirements, so you will have to take care of it in your thinking, in your designing of the remote control. So the first one is that for the designing of the remote control, we don't really want to use the teletext anymore,
mm-hmm.
as it's something that's
late.
Yeah, because now everybody has internet at home,
mm-hmm.
so it's better to use internet than teletext.
Yeah.
So you will have to think about it in your in the design of your remote control.
Yeah.
And also the remote control will only be used for television. So for your designing, you won't be you won't have buttons to just
control.
Manipulate, yeah, to control the recorder or
mm-hmm.
maybe the garage door or things like that. It's
okay.
Because if we want to do a remote control,
mm-hmm.
which will be useful for the television, for the recorder, for the camcorder and all the others, it will become too complex and it will increase the price, and we can't do that. We really want to focus on the remote control for the television.
Okay.
Is it okay?
But there's balance between function
and
cost.
So maybe it will be easier for you to design it, to have very
okay.
powerful and easy. And also, we want the image of real reaction
mm-hmm.
be recognizable in the product, such as the color and the slogan.
Okay.
I mean, that's if you want to buy a remote control, and if you go in a shop, and if you see the remote control, you will recognize
mm-hmm.
directly that it's our product.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
you will have to use the color of the product,
okay.
of the of the real reaction.
Okay.
And
so.
Also.
So it has to be yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow.
As we say, we put a fashion in electronics. So it has to be a fashion remote control.
Okay.
Fancy, fashion, powerful, easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of requirements, but
yeah.
for cheap remote control.
And cheap.
Yeah.
A low cost.
Yeah. But that's your job.
Yeah.
To find something.
Yeah. Because what I'm thinking is how you will connect the TV to internet. So this is
I don't think it's part of the remote control design anymore.
Maybe not.
It's maybe more in browsing.
Yeah, but this means that your TV will be able to, you know, connect to internet, you know, surf the web.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a set box in there's a set box in the TV. So with the set box you can connect the internet with your TV.
Okay.
But it's not so popular now.
I don't think it's popular, but that's
yeah.
the problem. So. And if you are designing a remote control for, you know, a global
mm-hmm.
usage,
okay.
so if people don't have the technology, so.
So. So everybody's okay with the new requirements?
And for the color, what do you think?
I think it has to be yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Yellow?
Do you think that people like the color yellow?
Remote control?
Maybe you can change the color.
Okay.
But the image of the society has to be recognized.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
when
if you have, you know, like a yellow ribbon here, is the double R.
It has to be fashion.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
So you have
doesn't
to
need to be completely yellow, but.
Yeah, just to be a fashion and really be the image of the society.
Okay.
Just when you enter and say, oh, it's a real reaction
mm-hmm.
thing. It's a
okay.
real reaction.
Okay.
Remote control. So
okay.
And also it has to be attractive, of
mm-hmm.
course, because if you want to sell the remote control.
Okay.
It's okay?
But regarding the first line, what? So we're just expecting
I
no
think
more use of the teletext.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But I don't know why no more use of teletext.
So what would it change for?
I think it would be simpler. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I will close the meeting. Just after that, we'll have lunch break, and you will have in 30 minutes of individual work. You will have as the IT, I don't remember what it's
industrial designer.
Yeah. To put
component.
And the user interface designer to work on the user interface concepts.
Okay.
And Florent to work on a subject.
Yeah.
And so specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach.
Okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
I think the session is closed.
Great.
Okay.
And by the way, Mr. David Jordan, please record your presentations in your own folder.
Okay.
Not in mine.
Okay.
Should be better.
Okay.
Okay, that's clear.
That was a funny one.